Hey everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Quick Dev, where our goal here is to save you, the developer, time. So we've all been there where we've had some kind of problem, done a lot of research, spent countless hours looking around asking questions, and we find someone who has that solution that's been there for a while and it only takes minutes to set up or solve your problem. So we're now on our third guest in a row. We've got Dave Voiles here from our Philadelphia team. Dave, you want to do a quick intro?
Sure. My name is David Voiles. I'm a technical evangelist, also at Microsoft, a New York transplant, now living in Philadelphia. Before I joined the team, I was an engineer at Comcast, where I wrote their Xbox and PlayStation applications. And now my job has me helping web developers and game developers across the world.
Yep, awesome. So yeah, Dave, you've got a big focus on web and game development. And I think in Comcast, the Xbox app was written in JavaScript. Is that right?
So Xbox 360 was C# XAML. Xbox mm-hmm. One was JavaScript. Yep.
Okay. So you've got a lot of JavaScript and web experience, and that's kind of what we're going to tie into today. So interesting, after you started a couple of years ago, we met and got to spend some time in person at Tech Ready. Yes. And you inspired me to kind of look into building like mobile web applications, and that was something that I thought was really cool at the time, so I went and did a couple of tutorials based on that. Mm-hmm. We're going to branch into something for me that is completely out of my realm. With Vorlon.js, so I'm going to ask in a second for you to do just like a couple sentences of what it is, and then we'll dive in. You've got some pretty cool demos that I'm excited to kind of see live, and I think everyone else out there will be too. So why don't you go ahead and give just a couple of sentences intro to what Vorlon is, what we're going to do, and then we'll dive right in.
Sure. Vorlon is a free and open source remote debugging tool for web developers created by largely David Coutu and the TED team at Microsoft, with the idea of making the job of a web developer far easier and allows you to debug applications from another location.
Okay, perfect. And as I said, you kind of hinted to me what this demo is going to be, so I'm excited to see it. Let's go ahead and dive right in.
So, debugging with Vorlon.js. So today, when you're creating mobile applications, or at least websites, you're going to be accessing them from a number of devices. This might be a tablet, a computer, even a gaming console like PlayStation or Xbox. So we've got more trouble and more things to work with than ever. And the idea behind Vorlon is to make your life easier. So here's how it works. Vorlon.js is essentially a plugin. It is a script that you can add to your website that you're working on. And the second part of it is you're going to create a virtual machine or a web server running Node.js and Socket.io. And what that does is intercepts the messages between your debugging dashboard, which essentially looks like a website, and the live web application that your users are actually on. So in real time, I can see what the website will look like for you, and I can make changes to it. Now, a practical use case for this could be perhaps I'm creating an application and someone's viewing my web app from an Android device. Now, I don't have any Android devices, so when you tell me that there's an issue with this site, I have to take your word for it. But more so, or more difficult, is you may tell me that an image is perhaps off-center, and I don't know this. I don't know how to make this change. I don't know, you know, perhaps how it's being displayed in your screen. So with this tool, I can see in real time what you're looking at, and I can understand how to make changes to this code. So this is
probably not exactly where you're going, but you could, in a way, kind of crowdsource your testing, right? Because you could just have everyone test it and then kind of look in to see what they're seeing if you wanted to.
Yes, cool. Exactly. And
this is also really relevant because Xamarin Evolve is going on, mm-hmm. and they just announced some really big additions to their testing suite of how to test on hundreds of different devices. You know, with mobile, there's so many different devices. Same problem here.
Yep.
So really cool. All right, I'll let you keep going.
Yep. And the idea here is that it's completely anonymous. So I don't know who's actually on my site or my page at that point. The simple image I have here is just showcasing that this works across any device. So you can debug other web applications from a desktop browser, any of them, as well as even a phone if that's what you were going to use. So we're going to do is a live demo right now. So we'll send out a link within the show notes, but on my own GitHub, I have a demo called Vorlon.js demo site. So what I've done is I've gone ahead here and I've created a virtual machine in Azure where I have a dashboard, a development dashboard for me to debug a very simple dummy HTML5 website that I've created. So now this is available for you and your coworkers to use at any point. So this is going to use a bit of a crowd help over here. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do is I have this developer link. I'm going to click on this page, and it's going to bring me to the dashboard. Now I'll quickly walk us through the dashboard for a minute, and then I'll ask James to click on another link in a moment. So on this dashboard, I'll zoom in a bit, I could identify a client. And you see right here in client list, I have Windows-0. So that means there is one person currently connected to this dummy site I have set up. I know that they're using Windows, and they are the only person there at this point. So I can't do much. What's that?
Sorry, just to clarify, the 0 is zero-based indexing. So 0 would be the first person, right?
Yes, exactly. Yep, okay. So you see, to get started here, this Vorlon site is going to give me a script that I can take. And this script, which is attached to my debugger here, I would load into the head of any website that I have. So again, this will only work with web applications that I have running. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to show you right here. So the developer, I have that link. For the users, perhaps you're going to give this demo to an audience. They would click on this link, the Vorlon demo app. And this is just a HTML5 boilerplate website that I have running. And now I can see that I have two clients on here. I have Windows. So one person's here using Windows, most likely James. I have another person here also using Windows. And see, if I click on these, I can see all of the HTML happening there. Even better, on the right-hand side, I can see some of the styles that are applied to this website. So I'll go down to body. And you see I have my margin, my font styles. I can drill down a little bit further, see all the code I have in there. Wow. I have object explorers, right? So a lot of the debugging tools that are made available to you with Edge Dev Tools, Chrome, Firefox, whatever else. But what I'm going to do right away is I'm going to click Identify Client. So if I hit Identify Client, I'm going to switch back to this page real quick. You see we have a 1 that appeared in the center of my screen here. And now, James, I'm going to hit Identify Client for 0. Let me know if you see a number pop up on your screen. It's going to take a moment to load this up.
Yep, and users out there will just have to take my word for it, but I promise to be honest if it does, so we'll give it a couple seconds.
Yeah. So if for whatever reason your page is not loading here, that's fine. We'll come back to that. But the idea here is that I could give this talk to an audience. Maybe I have 50 people who are actively on that site. I can tag them, and I can make changes to the code in real time. Even better, I can use a network monitor, and I could see what kind of traffic is going back and forth. I could see the calls that were made, CSS, JavaScript, whatever else. Yep. XHR, so I can have requests, promises, resources, so I can see what kind of cookies am I using, what kind of storage, am I using anything like that? So I can make changes to your CSS, your JavaScript, the way things are laid out immediately. And again, most of these dev tools are already built in. And finally, I look at things like best practices, I can hit run, and it's going to give me an idea of what's currently wrong or could be improved on my site. But finally, here's the real kicker for me and for modern web development, right? It's all about web standards, and we want our web code to work everywhere, regardless of the device. We don't want plugins and extensions, things like that. So down here, I can either click on the interactive console, and I have the same console that's available to you as a web developer, and I have Modernizer, which is really used for feature detection within the browser. So I can see what your browser currently supports. And James, I don't know which browser you're using, but it's telling me that you can use all these features, app cache, I can use WebGL, whatever else. It notices that touch events will not work. And that's probably because, I'm going to guess, is your screen not a touch screen?
Yes, I'm running on an external monitor, not on my primary monitor on my laptop. Yeah, exactly.
So that will tell me, like now, if you have an issue saying, I'm touching it, nothing's happening, I could say, well, because the device you're using does not support touch events. So again, very simple way of debugging what's going on here. And that's all available through this Vorlon JS demo site that I have. And again, for more information, you can go to the Vorlon JS GitHub account or GitHub site. But best of all, before I wrap up here, we have what's called Deploy to Azure button. Are you familiar with this, James?
So actually, this is very convenient because in our last video, Amanda walked us through deploying Parse Server to Azure, which had a Deploy to Azure button. So if people saw the last video, this should look pretty similar. But go ahead and show us just for people who maybe are new to this.
Sure. Very simply, you can put Deploy to Azure on just about any GitHub repository that you'd want. So if I click this button, what's going to do is that's just one line of code. You can actually copy that and put it into any button you want. It's going to ask me to sign in. Again, it's looking for my corporate credentials right now. I'm not going to put those in. But it would have a very simple screen that's going to deploy this this GitHub repository that it's currently linked to into my Azure account. So now I would have both a virtual machine running my Vorlon debugger, but also a website that is running my web application. So if you want to do all of this, you would hit one button, fill out a couple of properties, and moments later, you have this entire demo built for you immediately. So we try to make it as simple as possible for you to get up and running.
Wow, that's perfect. I'm glad that we saw, again, another deploy to Azure button. And we actually walked through it in the last video. So if you want to see that, go back and check the previous video. But it took a couple minutes, right? And it deployed the web application. Yes. Everything was ready to go, which was perfect. So I've got a couple of questions. And me not being a web developer by any means, I'm really far out of my territory here.
Sure.
But you know, when I see web developers doing things, they show me all sorts of tips and tricks that blow my mind, but I think have been around for a while. If you are a web developer, you've probably known about them for a while. Now, Vorlon is relatively new in the last year or two. Can you talk about how recent it is?
So they've been working on it for about a year and a half at this point, perhaps slightly longer. But again, the idea was the TED team was trying to create a tool that doesn't exist that was going to make the life of a web developer far easier. And this was just one of several tools that came out of, we'll say, that workshop or that team. Other ones would include Manifold.js. And Manifold allows you to essentially take a web application and wrap it so that you can turn a web app into a mobile app. So on platforms where JavaScript is not natively supported, so on Microsoft's platforms, whether it's phone, Xbox, or desktop, or even HoloLens, we support JavaScript out of the box. But on other platforms, particularly iOS and Android, they do not. So they must be run in some sort of wrapper, and in which case Cordova comes in. So with something like Manifold, you can simply give it the address of the website that you'd like to turn into a mobile application. It'll do all the packaging for you, and moments later, you have a zip file with Android package, iOS package, and Windows packages.
And actually, that might be a good follow-up, Dave, if you're interested in coming back to show that off.
Absolutely.
Because what happens is, you know, assuming you have all the appropriate like icons and properties and stuff inside of that website, Manifold will create a manifest that it uses to then create those different packages, is my understanding.
Exactly. Yes, that's
and I
exactly
think that would be, yeah, okay, perfect. So that would be another good one to follow up on. Yep. If you're interested sometime in the next in the near future. One more question. When you start to change the code, is that code just changed for – it's just changed for that person, right? So if they reload their page, they get the original page without any of your changes, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So then if you see that the changes that you make there on the spot work well, then you can go and deploy those into your real code, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So the idea is I can see how my application looks on any number of devices without me actually having those devices.
Yeah, definitely. And I kind of go back to this crowdsourcing idea of testing applications, where you can just let people use it, and maybe you could set up some sort of like notification to say, hey, if you're having problems, click this button. And then if you're around, you can kind of log in to your dashboard and see what they're seeing and do real-time kind of analysis. And that's fantastic because, again, whether it's mobile or web, there's so many different kinds of devices that people can access your content from. There's different web browsers, different standards, all that kind of stuff. So to make sure that you can test across as many as possible is the best-case scenario, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, our goal is essentially to make the life of the web developer as straightforward and simple as possible.
Yeah, which lines up obviously really well with Quick Dev, where we want to save people time. So if you can debug things, you know, in real time and kind of see all these different devices as soon as possible, definitely saves you some time.
Yep.
Well, cool. Is that all you have for demo?
Yeah, it's all the fancy stuff that I have for my demo today. I want to keep it short, sweet, or quick, as you would call it.
So, Dave, we just finished the demo. And why don't, if you don't mind, just give us a couple of more sentences just really quickly. Again, what Vorlon is and then how you tie it into its capabilities and power in your demo. And people can see the link at the bottom to get to your pages. And then we'll kind of wrap up.
Sure. again, to wrap up, Vorlon is a free open source remote debugging tool for web developers. We're always looking for people to come in and contribute to it as well. So quite simply, it allows me to easily test my applications on a number of devices and in real time, largely so I can keep my customers, my consumers as happy as possible. And again, through that demo that I provided earlier on my GitHub account, you have it for not only showcasing to perhaps larger audiences, but perhaps one of your bosses or your peers to kind of get them on board with all of it as well.
Yeah, this is awesome. So we've got everyone out there watching has a demo ready to go in a few minutes, which I think the kind of the best outcome for one of these videos so far. So, you know, Dave, I really hope that you are interested in coming back to do a Manifold talk. I think that would be a good fit. So people, maybe in the comments, if you want to see Dave back as I do, please let us know, and hopefully we'll see him in the near future. So that's going to wrap up another episode of Quick Dev, and stay tuned for more videos.